Hey, what's going on, gang? I hope you all are enjoying this episode. I wanted to take a quick moment to go ahead and shout out one of our new sponsors, and then we can get right back to leveling up. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? I know when I first started off, I had a lot of questions like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps so people can listen? Better yet, how do I get paid from my podcast? And the answer to every single one of those questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now, reading this ad. I've been able to build my brand and make connections with celebrities, entrepreneurs, and influencers across the world and obtain a top 20 business podcast. So if you ever wanted to start a podcast and make money from doing it, simply go to anchor.fm/start and join me and the rest of the community as we grow our brands. You can connect with me on there at Level Up Daily as I'll be giving away all my secrets to becoming a top 20 business podcast. Now let's get back to leveling up.
Are you ready?
Level Up Daily,
the hottest podcast for self-growth.
With interviews from the hottest celebrities.
Controller, level me up. Controller, level me up, yeah.
Now, your host, DeAndre Evans.
Controller, level me up. Controller, level me up, yeah.
It's time to level up.
Now level up.
Yo, what's up, ladies and G's? Much love to those returning, and shout out for those tuning in for the first time. We're back with yet another episode, and today I'm excited because, as you all know, it's Monday, baby. It's one of the best days of the week where we kick things off on the right foot. I hope you all had a great weekend, man. I want to give a shout out to those who tuned in to the last podcast episode, actually. It's definitely exciting and something different for sure, right? It was totally something new. It was also refreshing to see and hear responses from you guys, you know, based off the collab that happened between me and the Crimson Kiss podcast last week. We discussed the topic that was requested by, you know, both of our listeners. And even though it was a long segment, right, you know, longer than our usual episodes, we definitely appreciate everyone who tuned in and reached out, you know, via Instagram and left a review, a comment, a like, and showed love, and even reposted it on their pages. So from the both of us, we just want to say thank you, and we definitely appreciate all the love and support. And with that being said, if you enjoyed the collaboration, actually, and you would like to hear more from, you know, top influencers, leaders, celebrities, creatives, and much more, you know, feel free to call into the show. You can DM me on Instagram at DeAndre_Evans. That's DeAndre_EVANS. Let me know what you thought. Let me know what you think about the idea. And, you know, I look forward to bringing more excitement to this podcast. Like I say, we're going to bring a lot more value to this every single podcast episode. So be ready. And I hope you guys enjoy. But for now, you know what time it is, right? It's time to do what we do best. It's time to level up. And to be honest, now that I think about it, we are almost a little over half of the way to 100 episodes. Like, that's just crazy. Like, we've been putting in work over the past few months. I mean, bringing a ton load of quality content to this podcast. I mean, together, this has been a group effort. And I mean, sometimes I think to myself, like, wow, what would have happened if I never took action to get started? Like, sometimes I think about stuff like this. It's weird, right? Like, what if I told myself I can't do it, or I don't know what to do, or I'm scared? Like, imagine how many lives would have been affected if I never created Level Up Daily. Like, thoughts like these help me realize that it's important to go after what you love. It's important to take the chance and know that the word can't stop you unless you decide it does. Which brings up the topic of today. Learning how to replace the word can't with can, and knowing that you can achieve everything you ever imagined by simply believing you can. See, the mind is a powerful thing. You get to decide what goes in and what goes out. If you're always telling yourself and letting others tell you that you can't do something, then you begin to program yourself and believing that it's not possible. You begin to create doubt in your mind that was once never there, all because of one word. You want to know a secret? I'm going to tell you guys a secret just to open up here. Something that many of those people, you know, you may look up to who are making, you know, things happening, traveling around the world, making 6-7 figures, you know, on yachts and stuff, and they're doing what they want. Like, they all share one common trait. They all believe they can do anything they put their minds to. See, they don't make up excuses or reasons why they can't do something and look towards others for validation. They know that deep down at the end of the day, it's all on them. They know that in order to retire their parents, they can't afford to miss class. They know that in order to buy that house for their family on the hill, they can't afford to miss work. They know that in order to start that business, right, they can't afford not to raise capital and conduct research. Like, you have to try before you say you can't do something, and even then, try again. Like, don't cry and pout and say, man, I tried everything, Dre. I just don't know what's going on. It's just not going to happen. And to be honest, that's just straight bull, right? Because if you really try everything, you will have what you want by now. I had one of my boys actually about a week and a half ago, you know, complaining about something. And he said, well, I tried everything, man. I tried a million things and it's still not working. And I'm like, really? A million? Okay, name every single one of them. And he's like, well, I tried 1,000 things, you know, tried 1,000. I'm like, okay, 1,000? Tell me all of them. Well, maybe it was 100. Okay, tell me. Well, maybe I did 2 of these things over and over again. It didn't work. Right? And I'm pretty sure, you know, you guys know someone like that, right? And seeing situations like that is when people feel as though they tried and they tend to give up when they should have kept going, right? Let me ask you this, and this is a real question. I want you to think about it, really. How long would you give your average baby to learn how to walk, you know, before you like shut them down and didn't let them try again, right? I know that sounds crazy. Like what are you saying, Dre? Exactly. And that's my point. See, my kid is going to keep learning and keep trying until he or she walks. That's just me. And if you feel the same way, then that's the attitude you have to have in life when moving forward. You have to stop being a victim. Stop saying, you know, it doesn't work. Stop putting limitations on your life. And instead, grind for it, figure it out, take more chances, ask more questions, and just be willing to bet on yourself so you become a victor and not a victim. And if you're always saying, you know, I can't all the time, like, I can't buy that, I can't start this, I can't go there, just try finishing a sentence. Because to be honest, that's just an incomplete sentence when it comes to your abilities. Start telling yourself, I can't lose, or I can't give up. Because the one thing you can't afford to do is not take the chance of saying you can. Think about it, fellas, right? You know, the woman that you're with, the one you're talking to, the one you're interested in, right? Do you think you two would be talking if you didn't man up and take action? You wasn't thinking to yourself, oh man, I can't talk to her, she's too pretty, right? You didn't hide or ball down in a ball and cry about not having a chance. No. If anything, you were thinking, I have to talk to her. I can't afford to let her slip away, right? She's the one, right? And again, that's the mentality you have to have when going after anything. You don't want to live with regret and have that, you know, lingering around in your conscience until the day you die. You have to condition your mind in knowing that whatever you decide to go after, it will be accomplished. And to be honest, I was actually out, you know, the other day on a Friday when my brother celebrated my boy Chris' birthday. And, you know, every time we link up, it's always a great time. You know, the convos are always genuine. And he always seems to drop some jewels on me, especially when we link up, right? And I mean, to be honest, we were talking about everything. I mean, from like sports to real life scenarios. And he brought up a point regarding how difficult it is for individuals to push forward and progress due to the lack of knowledge, support, experience, and even one's own ability to believe they can. And he said something, to be honest, that stood out to me the most while we were out hanging. He said, hey, look at this glass. It's full of liquor, right? Do you think we can pour more into this glass without it running over? And in my mind, to be honest, I'm like, okay, dude, you're drunk. I'm like, all right, no more drinks for you, right? But no, I answered and I was like, no, you can't. And he said, sure you can. You just have to be willing to pour it into another glass. And when he said that, it made sense. See, we all bring something to the table and we all are great in our own ways. We just have to learn how to pour into one another to help one another grow. See, it's all about helping the next person, right? That's why I take this podcast thing so seriously, because I have thousands and thousands of listeners tuning in from around the world to hear me speak. And not just that, but they're tuning in because they believe in me enough that I'm able to help them bring some type of value to their world. See, if you're not able to share what you know with others, then what's the point of knowing anything? If you're quick to say you can't do something, then what's the point of doing anything? You have to be willing to exchange value in order to receive it. So as you're thinking to yourself about, you know, all the excuses running through your mind and why you can't do this or that and how you just don't have what it takes, just remember, there is always a way. You just have to continue to change your approach. Yo, what's going on, guys? Tuning back into the podcast per usual, right? This is what we do. Much love to everybody who's been tuning in and rocking with me since day one. And if this is your first time listening to this episode, I just want to say thank you for taking the time out of your day to do so. Whether you found me through the Anchor app, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or all the other podcasts, or you just stalked somebody's page and they just so happen to share my content, I greatly appreciate that. Much love to you. Hopefully, if this is your first time, I was able to bring some value to you and let you know that, hey, you know, that your words are powerful, especially in this episode. So be cautious on what you say and how you deploy, you know, certain words out into the atmosphere, because it actually plays a role within how it affects your life. So definitely take that into consideration when moving forward. But with that being said, if you haven't done so already, feel free to check me out on Instagram and Facebook. Definitely let me know if you want to connect and do some collaborations or anything of such sort. I'm definitely interested. I love to, you know, meet new people and connect. This is thing is awesome, man. It's just awesome to be on here and to have an audience base from around the world. I mean, we in the US, the UK, we in Australia, we in Canada. Like, we're everywhere, guys. So this is huge, and I just want to take advantage of it and meet as many of you as possible. So with that being said, thank you so much. And guess what? I guess I can leave on a good tip. I have a surprise for you all. I'm not sure if I want to drop it today or I want to drop it Friday. But just make sure, if you're not following me, this is why I say follow me. Make sure you follow me, because I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I just have a surprise for you. But I hope and I believe that you guys, I think this is going to be very, very dope for you. So stay tuned, stay locked in. And until next time, guys, much love, peace, and blessings.